Cuomo, in a speech to a business group on Long Island, singled out the newly Democratic-led state Senate for blame.
For the state Senate to oppose Amazon was governmental malpractice. And if they stop Amazon from coming to New York, they're going to have the people of New York State to explain it to.
The deputy majority leader of the Senate, Michael Gianaris, who represents the Queens District, is against the deal, saying the multi-billion dollar company doesn't need state subsidies and that local residents weren't consulted. Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins earlier in the week appointed Gianaris to a key board that has oversight over approving parts of the Amazon project. Cuomo admits that the community surrounding the site is nervous, but he says the 25,000 jobs that Amazon has promised to create are worth any inconvenience. And he says senators who are opposed to the project are engaged in political pandering. A spokesman for Senate leader Stewart-Cousins called Cuomo's pronouncements fake news and said it's unfortunate that the governor is trying to divide the Democratic Party at this crucial and historic time, pointing out that the Senate in the past few weeks has approved reproductive health rights, gun control measures, and protections for transgender New Yorkers. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.